Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good afternoon. How's everybody doing out there? I hope that you are taking some time to enjoy your weekend. And
your roof's not leaking. Everything you came through yesterday, okay?
Because boy, what I have a construction company, a roofer.
What a Friday! Oh, you do roofing? Yeah. So you love this stuff, right?
No, I don't like to hear anybody getting, you know. But anyways, we are restarting our day. I hope that you heard our 6 to 7.
That was a good show.
It was a good one,
really,
huh?
Was.
Anyways. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we are the brighter side, and we are in the 805 right now, and I've got my dear friend, Coach Ron Tunick, my inspiration for starting
an
my
An honor
radio
to be
show.
Here, and I just, real quick plug before we start our show today, I got to give a shout out to Karen Campbell with Troop Real Estate.
Yeah.
First of all, I know her, so it's a cheap plug for her, maybe the number one real estate woman in all of Ventura County, but she's involved in something that we're going to have her on next week, Project Understanding. She's really, her and Jim Duran are trying to help the homeless. Tommy Spence, our producer, ran like a half a minute. This is a wonderful project understanding that I want to get into.
Tell me,
I might even
what
do
is project?
Well, helping the homeless get reintroduced to society, helping the homeless get homes, helping the homeless get off their feet, helping the homeless solve their issues. You can't solve everybody's problems, but you know, I think what makes a great community is that we reach out to the people who can't help themselves. You know, sometimes you have a temporary defeat that takes you down. You know, things happen in life.
Things
crap
happens. Yeah. And, you know, it could be through illness. It could be something. It could happen to
our
anybody.
Our vets are struggling. A lot of these homeless are vets. I mean.
That is so true.
So Ventura and Ventura County, I've lived here all my life. This is a great county. We are a great people.
I totally agree. I'm going to have to back you up on that one.
Yeah, we are great people in this
county.
Yeah,
we'll definitely have Karen and Jim Duran talking about this. So look it up, my friends out there, Project Understanding.
And then Karen's going to have a deal of the week. I'm excited because you buy real estate. I buy real estate. So if there's something out there every week that gives our listeners an edge in the marketplace, that's not all bad.
No, it's all good.
All good.
That's what we talk about.
Yeah,
the
brighter side.
In the 805. Yeah. All right. Well, I do want to invite everybody here. And again, we have Spence and we have Coach Ron Tunick. I'm Kim. And today we're going to talk about our first guest, the Bounce Forward expert, Charmaine Hammond. And then we're going to talk with Steve Travers, a sports fanatic.
You can
and
go
author.
Outside because that's going to bug you, John
I
Wayne.
Know,
I can't
did
believe
my
you
homework.
Don't like John Wayne.
I like him. But anyways, he's going to talk about he's the author of The Duke, the Longhorns.
Ex-professional and, baseball player.
Yeah. Now that I'm all over. Okay. So anyways, we're going to talk a little bit about that. But then we have Linda Samuels, and we're going to talk about the other side of the organizer.
Mm.
And I don't know about you. I'm really...
I've got issues. No.
I really do. Okay. So
I've
we're going to talk about that because, you know, sometimes you want to get your life organized, but something's holding you back. So anyways, I do want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008, all the way through the show. Don't wait. Just call. Leave us your name, your number, and your email so you can be entered to win because we got tons of stuff we're giving away.
And that's very sincere the way you say that.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't want them to have to
very
just,
sincere.
Yeah, thank you. But we've got tickets. Well, you know, Spence, tell her all those.
Stuff. Huge stuff. Coco Montoya. Now, some people might say, who's Coco Montoya?
Yeah,
this is the guarantee. Just go. Because when you play with Albert Collins and you play with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, you're good.
Yeah.
So leave it at Coco Montoya. There's a few people out there who are cleared on it. But, you know, it's something that many people don't get to see. And a great theater, the Canyon Dinner Theater, is excellent. We have Noah's Baker's Dozen Bagels. They're big bagels. They're delicious bagels. Carb up bagels.
One bagel can last you for a month, I think. One of those bagels.
Yeah, and you know what? I love the manager over there, Ron Ramos. And have you met him before,
sure.
Spence? Great guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy, in fact, it was so he's like so positive. He's like, Kim, tell anybody. Let's get him in here. You know what? Good idea. But just go over there. Tell him that you were listening to the Kim Pagano Show and you want a cup of coffee. He'll give you a cup of coffee, chat with you for a moment. It's very cool.
After all that rain, Noah would have been good. Thank you.
And let's plug. You listen to his show driving here, the Horsepower for an Hour. Great show today, Tommy. Really.
Yeah.
That's a very you guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, really great.
I got to get my son on there. You know, in fact, Donnie was like, Kim, can you come on? You know, I am a racer mom, right? And so
put him on.
Anyways, we need to do that. But again, also, we've got a $25 gift certificate to Lures, one of my favorite restaurants.
Well, me too. Can I have that certificate?
Oh, gosh.
Slip it under the...
Okay. And also a couple gift certificates to Soup Plantation, Simi Valley, Camarillo. I love their mushroom soup. I love their salad. It's all good. So anyways, and don't forget, I've got a week of Sparks. It's playing at the Ventura County. It's Roxy in Camarillo. And that's March 14th. So we've got lots of stuff to give away. All you have to do, 419-0008. 419-0008. Call. Leave us your name, your number, your email, and which one you want. Charmaine Hammond is our next guest. And Charmaine, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So glad we got a couple minutes to chat before the show. And I'm so excited about what you do. You know, working with people and kind of burnout, you know, that's something that you really help people to pick it up and start all over. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, my first career was actually in the correctional system, so I learned a lot about stress working there. I was in the system for 10 years, and when I left corrections, I really wanted a job that gave me that challenge and that involved people communicating, and I became a mediator, so got the opportunity to facilitate hundreds and hundreds of really complex conflicts. The good news was that none of them were mine. I got to be the external facilitator, and that's kind of how I started out learning that many of us in the world get stuck. We go through crisis and conflict and drama in our life, and we get stuck. We're not resilient. We don't move forward.
I like that. And so you actually help people to build resilient and actually inspired teams, correct?
That's what I do. And, you know, when I started this, kind of an interesting way we got involved in this, I've always been as a speaker and trainer talking corporately about stress management. And about 15 years ago, my husband and I, we weren't husband and wife then, had a serious sailboat accident. It almost cost us both our life. And it was the day after the accident when my husband got back on the sailboat and I went into panic mode. I absolutely froze and I despised the look of that sailboat, and it took me 7 years to get back on. And here I was stuck. That's what really got me thinking, I've got to do something differently here.
So what would you do differently? I mean, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, if you're in that place, I mean, I don't
take up bowling. Forget the sailing. She should have gone into a bowling alley. She'd have been, hey, Charmaine, I love what you're talking about. I'm a mind coach, so I work with the mind all the time. I love what you're talking about. Give us your website.
The website is CharmaineHammond.com, and Charmaine is spelt with a C.
Okay, and really, it's got the A in the end. Let's just say it, CharmaineE.
So resiliency is the gift that you give to yourself. It's maybe, I don't know, it's not maybe my top one, but it'd be in my top five things that everybody can learn to do to be resilient. You have to be resilient today because things happen at work, things happen at home. And, you know, a lot of people, they take a blow, something happens, and they fall down, and they have a hard time getting up. So I love what you're doing, the bounce. What do you call it, the bounce?
Bounce forward.
Nicely done. So how do you become resilient?
Well, you know, this is how I learned. We have this dog in our life, Toby, who was terrified. He's a Chesapeake Bay Retriever. They love water.
I love that dog.
And I was thinking, you've met Toby before. And, you know, he...
you've been on my show. I know who you are.
Oh, how funny. Oh,
my God, I know who you are.
You were Toby's first live radio show.
Hi, Tommy, do you remember
funny?
She brought Toby in the studio?
I did.
You.
See, isn't that funny?
Oh,
it's a small world.
You are a sweetheart, and you're doing so much good for people. Thank you. I know
that
who
was
you
a
are
fun
now.
Show.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Wait, now, but aren't you, where are you at now?
We are in Canada, but we were on a book tour, and that's how I met
she
Coach
came.
Bob.
She came in with her beautiful, oh my, I fell in with it, yeah.
Isn't that funny? We didn't even know, okay, see, you
I
never
know.
I didn't
know that until a minute ago.
Okay, and, small world.
Know, here's this dog. So picture a dog that looks like a chocolate lab. He was 90 pounds. He was terrified to dive off the end of the dock, and my husband worked with him every day. Chris would, you know, teach him how to dive off the end of the dock by modeling and standing there to support him. And here I am still panicking about getting on a sailboat. And then I watched this dog. All of a sudden, he did it. He just leapt through his fear, dove in, and he just kept running back to the dock and doing it over and over again until he was exhausted. And I thought, you know what? If that dog can jump off that dock, I am getting on this sailboat.
Oh my God, what an inspiration. I love it. And that is so true. Sometimes we build up this huge mountain, and I think everybody has a mountain, and I talk about that a lot, is how do you just keep chipping away at your mountain so that you can live your great life, you know? And sometimes it's stuff that have happened in our past, you know, like a lot of people won't get remarried because mm-hmm. they had a bad marriage. But God, if you don't reach out, you're not even going to enjoy love. So
exactly.
Yeah. But so tell us some of the steps that you can take and that we can teach our listeners and obviously us.
Well, here's what I've decided around bouncing forward, and it was from the experience with Toby and the experience with the sailboat. The first thing we've got to do is exactly what you said, Kim. We've got to sometimes face our fear and just dive through it and let go of what's holding us back. And that's a big process for some of it, but letting it go is one tip. The second tip, and I love to do this so much, it's become part of my daily routine, and it's what I call framing your day.
Mm.
So every day when I get up, before I even get out of bed, as my feet are touching the floor, I just say thank you. And
oh,
I kind of
gratitude. I'm all over
it.
Yeah, gratitude.
It's really hard for stuff to feel awkward and bad after you've woken up that way.
Did
and
we talk about that, Coach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last week we talked.
Totally.
If you start your day with gratitude, there's no way that you can be mad at people. There's no way. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
CharmaineHammond.com, right, Charmaine?
Yes.
CharmaineHammond.com.
You know, the other thing I do with framing your day, and I love what you said about the importance of gratitude, I also then kind of decide in advance how I want my day to go. So it just coming on the radio show today, Kim, when I woke up this morning, it's thank you, and then I thought, I've got a radio show coming up today. I want to be lively. I want to be able to share some valuable tips and really have this be a great experience for the host, the listeners, and myself. So that's how I frame my day, but I bookend it. I'm really careful what I think about when I go to sleep. So I've really worked hard over the last number of years, and this is a tough one. But the minute my head hits the pillow is when I kind of go through a process of letting the day go, you know, not ruminating over mistakes I might have made or things that I didn't get done that were on my list. I simply let it go. And my sleeping has improved so much since I started that practice.
Charmaine, really great tips. I love it.
I'm ruminating over a couple things, but I don't want to take up your time.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm ruminating. Okay. I love that word.
And so, Charmaine, what's the next one?
The next one, I love this one. It's what I call the ask. And I just discovered years ago as a recovering perfectionist
that
we're not very good as perfectionists for asking for help. And when I got really comfortable by practicing, and that's the key to getting comfortable with asking for help. Once I got comfortable asking for help, I've just made it part of my daily routine. And what I discovered is something really rich happens when you ask people for help, ideas, resources, just to listen. It sets the stage for other people to do the same with you. It creates what my friend Sean Duperin calls a cycle of reciprocity. And it's an amazing process to be a part of.
It's also a great way to build relationships. And I'm curious, why do you think we don't ask for help? Because everything you're talking about is just spot on. Yeah, but but why do you think people don't ask for help?
Here's what I discovered about me, and this just knocked my socks off when I figured this out. I thought I was worried about people saying no to my ask, and I discovered my fear was, what if they say yes?
Yeah, you know what? My mom did always teach me this. If you don't ask, you don't get.
But, you know, we all want to be wanted. So when you ask somebody for help, they have a sense that they're wanted, that they can play a role. We all want to help somebody. So, I think a lot of us suffer from not asking for help. I think it's a little bit of a ruminate. I like that word, ruminating. What are you ruminating about, Kim?
I'm sending a text right now to
You're
my
ruminating
son.
Ruminating about something.
What does ruminating mean?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Dwelling.
Dwelling.
Ponderous.
Ponderous.
Okay.
Ruminating. I'm taking Charmaine. CharmaineHammond.com is our wonderful guest today, and her dog, Toby. How is Toby doing, incidentally?
Well, Toby Sr., who you met, actually passed away just 2 years ago. Oh, such a big loss in our life.
Yeah.
And, you know, he inspired a lot of acts of kindness and love around the world.
Yeah, how long when I lost my dog, I went in my closet and cried for 3 months. I mean, people don't realize, well, you love a pet. How long did it take you to get over Toby? You never get over it.
No, you don't. And it was about almost 2 years, and then we were ready to bring another furry family member into our home. And like I believe, animals find us. So we now have Toby Jr., we call him TJ for short. And he is also a Chesapeake Bay Retriever, completely different personality. And now he's on the planet to teach me new lessons. So he's not destroying my house, but he's teaching me a lot about play and letting things go and just taking life a little easier.
And bounce forward. Right?
Exactly.
Bounce forward.
How
I
did
love
you come
it.
Up with that, bounce forward?
Well, you know, the definition of resilience, traditionally and academically, is really the ability to bounce back after change, crisis, conflict, and adversity. And when I started looking at all these thousands of people I had met in the jail system, in places I had worked, and as a mediator, my clients, I thought, wow, there's so many people that are stuck. Resilience has got to be more than just simply bouncing back to where you were. That's kind of just survival.
Let's kids.
Let's change the definition and call it bounce forward.
I love it. Hang with kids are resilient. Children are resilient. As we get older, we tend to hang on to stuff, Kim.
That's true. And, you know, I want to ask you a question. So what typically gets in the way of becoming successful? I mean, what are some of the things that you're finding?
You know, I think that the biggest barrier to success is ourselves.
Yeah. We stand in our own way, correct?
We do. We absolutely stand in our own way. We just have to get out of our own way so we can keep moving forward. And I think the other one is sort of what Coach Ron just alluded to a few minutes ago, is that whole concept of mindset, how we see the world and how we see our experiences and the things that we're carrying with us through life that just simply need to be let go of.
Yeah. You know, one of my girlfriends, in fact, you probably met her before, but she's going to come on. Mindset reset. You need to reset those things in your mind that are holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really, you know, and you could even have learned it through your family, just through, you know, I mean, it's interesting. It always interests me where, you know, like your wife or, you know, your partner comes with stuff that
wife. I don't have a partner. I'm married. I have a wife.
Yeah,
no,
your wife.
She's my
is
wife.
Your partner.
No, she's my wife.
She's not your partner?
It's...
Oh, that's a whole nother radio show. Okay, let's not even go there, okay? Oh, my gosh. Seriously? She's not your partner.
I'm not answering. She's my wife, okay? You get it?
Oh, my God. Okay. Did you get that one, Charmaine? Obviously, we can't go there. So he needs to do a little mindset reset. anyways, but you know what? It's interesting when your other half, I'll say, bring something that they are held
back.
Yeah,
that's
back,
more
right?
politically correct.
Okay,
your other half.
Okay, whatever.
Good.
And then you have your things that are already you're holding back. How do you, you know, I mean, now you got a whole mountain in front of you.
You know, and that's the tip I love to talk about is called courageous dialogue. Regardless of the relationship being a personal relationship, you know, marriage, friendship, collegial at work, community relationships, there's going to be times over and over again in life where we've got to have what I call the courageous dialogue. And simply put, that's the conversation that needs to happen and is mostly avoided. And it's those conversations that when we don't have them, it absolutely impacts relationships. It causes us to hang on to things, emotions and unresolved issues, and it really gets in the way of resilience and success. So it's not easy, I should say. Courageous dialogue is tough for a lot of us. And the best tip I can offer people around how to get ready to have that conversation is to write some point form notes on a piece of paper with a Sharpie marker, so short statements, and then go in front of the bathroom mirror and stand in there and talk to yourself, have the conversation with yourself 10 times.
So nobody slaps you, right? Yeah.
And you might want to forewarn your family that you're in there talking to yourself, and it's okay. But what happens is when you prepare in that way, and preparing is different than worrying and obsessing about something. When you prepare in that way, your brain kind of locks in the conversation that you want to have with that other person. And when you get into the real life conversation and fear happens and apprehension happens, your brain remembers the words, and it's really easy for it to go back to what you practice and have the conversation be drama, what I call clean communication.
I love it. Charmaine, this is such great stuff. I want to have you back. What are all the books that you've written over the years?
We've written On Toby's Terms, GPS Your Best Life, Bounce Forward, and then two children's books in the Toby series.
Okay. I can't wait to get your books. I want to have you back and continue this. Where do people find out about you?
They can come to CharmaineHammond.com or TheOriginalTeamToby.com.
I love it. Charmaine, pleasure. And, wow.
Thank you.
We'll catch up, girl. We'll catch up. I'll call you next week.
Wonderful. Take care.
Thanks
so much.
You got it. All right. Have a really great day. Again, 419-0008, 419-0008. Call us. Get your name in there so you can win some of these great gifts that we're giving away. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to talk with Stephen Travers. What are we talking about, Coach?
We're going to talk about a gentleman that Tommy and I have known over the years, Marion Robert Morrison. And, Tommy, there was some talk that his middle name was really Michael, not Robert. So our next guest might know the answer. Was it Robert or was it Michael? We'll be right back on the show. Kim Pagano.
All right. Stay with us.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I've got one of my dear friends. Well, I don't know, after this, maybe, you know, you think differently.
She's my wife, not my partner.
Okay.
This segment, I'll take over. Why don't you just go outside and have a donut or something?
Yeah, okay.
So
a bagel, maybe?
I grew up without a father, and this guy, Marion, I think his middle name was Michael, Marion Michael Morrison, but I'm going to ask our next guest, Steve Travers, but I grew up, this was my surrogate father, John Wayne.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, something
yeah,
like
well,
that.
Yeah, well,
okay.
His movies, it just, he, you know, he was
he
a...
He gave you the strength.
In the movies, he's a stand-up guy that... You know, that stood for hard work.
Kind of no BS, pretty black and white.
Yeah.
Well, let's bring Steve Travers on right now. And again, his book, right? The Duke?
Yeah.
Yeah, but several books. I mean, he's written several books, but let's talk.
This book's very interesting. For somebody like myself, I'm going to read it cover to cover. And, you know, our listening audience knows about John Wayne, knows about the Duke. So
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Steve, welcome to the show. Kim Pagano.
Steve, are you there?
I'm here. Thank He's you here. For having
Welcome. Yeah. How are you?
He also was a professional baseball player, too.
Yeah. What did you play?
I was a pitcher in the Cardinals and A's organization.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Do you know anything about baseball?
I do.
Okay.
I used to play shortstop.
Got it.
Yeah. And one of my dear friends has all the professional baseball players. In fact, we're going to have them on our show. We have all of the guys that are going up now.
Steve, real quick, before we get into your new book, I thought his middle name was Michael, Marion Michael Morrison. What was John Wayne's real name?
You know, I off the top of my head, I'm not sure, but I can tell you that he was Marion Morrison, but he was given originally his grandfather's name as a middle name, and then when his brother was born about 3 years later, his mother changed Marion's middle name back and gave his middle name to the brother. It was a very strange, very, very strange situation, and he never had a good relationship with his mother. His mother always favored his brother, oddly enough.
That's interesting. All right. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you're starting your day in a positive way, kind of restarting your day. I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock show every Saturday. We have a whole entirely different show, right?
Yeah, we do. But Steve Travers is our guest, and this guy writes books, popular books, successful books. Yeah. What's the title of this book?
The Duke.
No.
This is called The Duke, The Longhorns, and Chairman Mao, John Wayne's Political Odyssey.
Okay.
Why this title?
Because it details how there were 4 attempts to kill John Wayne by international communism, 3 by international communism, 3 by Joseph Stalin, 1 by homegrown Hollywood communists at Warner Brothers in 1955, and a final attempt by Chairman Mao using a special Chinese sniper to try to kill him at Plai Koo, but Vietnam, when he was making a USO tour. And then the Longhorns, because the end of the book is a tremendous weekend that Wayne had at Austin, Texas, when USC played the Texas Longhorns, and he got in a huge fight over the Vietnam War, and it kind of culminates with that.
You know, Steve, what's interesting, we have the Oscars coming up this weekend, correct? And actually, John Wayne actually won one of the Academy Awards, didn't he?
Yeah, he won it for True Grit, which was
How about that? See that? Coach, I did my homework for you, Steve. Yeah, and so, I mean, he's got all those amazing movies and all that, but here's my question is, if you've done so many books on sports and was a professional baseball player, what made you write about John Wayne?
Well, when I was researching a book about the 1970 USC-Alabama game, I kept hearing all these stories from all these old USC guys who kept referring to this wild weekend that Wayne had at Austin, Texas in 1966, and he got into a fight with a liberal writer over the Vietnam War, and supposedly took a swing at the guy and just missed him, and it was just a big ruckus, and then then I started hearing that Wayne's speech to the team was then copied by Marv Goo, and that the speeches that Wayne and Goo were making were more or less the exact same speech as the movie Patton.
Okay.
And I put that thread together and figured out that John Milius, who was a film student at USC at the time, heard the speeches and passed it on to his friend Francis Ford Coppola, who was writing the screenplay of Patton. So I put all those threads together, but it didn't start out that way. It just started out with this drunken weekend, and I wanted to expand it from there, and it just, I learned and learned and learned.
All right. And where'd you get all your information from?
Well, as far as the weekend was concerned, I talked to just about every single person that I could find who was there. Unfortunately, 4 or 5 or 6 of the key people have passed away, and then the other ones... there was a lot of drinking going on that weekend, so memories were a bit hazy. And then the other information comes from some Wayne books, and as far as the Wayne's the assassination attempts, you know, this all comes from books like A Witness by Whitaker Chambers and the Venona Papers, which revealed a lot of Soviet infiltration into our government in the 1940s. And
there's so many questions. Yeah, so many questions. I'm talking to Stephen Travers, everybody, on the Kim and Coach show. Kim and Coach on KVTA right here in Ventura from Santa Monica. Do you know you can hear our show from Santa Monica all the way up the coast to Santa Maria?
That's right.
Very strong signal.
Yeah.
So you write this book. What did you take away? Where did you go when you were done with the book? You went, holy smokes. What was interesting that you learned about John Wayne, the Duke?
Well, that he represented a great country that did great things and that does not do great things anymore, and that there is a large political constituency that looks at the great things that this country once did and lies about it and says that they're not great things.
Hmm. And what was one of his biggest accomplishments?
His biggest accomplishment, well, I think obviously becoming probably the greatest movie star and the biggest box office star. And really, he did it the first 10, 12, 15 years of his career. He got very little publicity. Most of the punditry felt that the great actors were the English actors like Olivier, Orson Welles, or Brando, somebody like that. It took a long time for Wayne to break through. People didn't consider him a great actor. They thought of him really as a cowboy. But his box office was just blew everybody away. Nobody else was close. And finally, Time magazine got a hold of him and did a big feature on him, and that really helped break through his career in 1952.
I mean,
Quiet Man.
Some of his movies. I mean, it's a shame. I don't want to get into it, and we'll have you back. But you know, where's the great westerns, Tommy? I mean, we need some great westerns. You know, She Wore a Yellow Ribbon. I mean, I can get into his movies, but you're right. He stood for a lot of great things about our country. Hanging in there, working hard.
I always liked when I was a kid, The Cowboys and True Grit.
That was one of mine.
Wagon Trail? I mean, I can't remember all of his movies. One of the great.
All of them would be quite a few.
Yeah. How many movies did he do?
Oh, geez.
Well,
he
did like four.
Pretty much a year from 1926 to 1974. You could, more or less, you could count on John Wayne one every year or 2 years, sometimes more than one a year. So whatever that adds up to.
Give us the title.
He did. He worked a lot. He paid a lot of taxes.
Yep.
And he said he had a lot of expenses, and he said he had to work until late in his life.
And he was very loyal. I mean, loyalty. We're going to have you back because you've got such an interesting background. What's the title of the book again?
The Duke, the Longhorns, and Chairman Mao, John Wayne's Political Odyssey.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Stephen. Travers, where do we find more about you?
Oh, you can find me at redroom.com under Travers in the search button, or Facebook, or amazon.com.
All right, perfect. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Linda Samuels, and we're going to talk about the other side of organized and finding balance between chaos and perfection. And, it is a balance. It really is. So, again, I have tons of stuff to give away here, and God, let me just really quick, Coco Montoya, March 6th, tickets for that over at the Canyon Club located in Agora. We've got a special engagement at the Roxy Theater, and that's a Sparks movie. And how did you call that? It's a
film noir.
Yeah, so a little superhero thriller set in the 1940s, right? So anyways, another really great thing that we're going to do there, they're going to do a little meet and greet and all that stuff there. Then we've got a gift certificate to Lures, and that's Westlake, Ventura, or Camarillo. You can use at any of those. And also Noah's Bagels, Then we'll give those away. Also, two gift certificates to Soup Plantation. So Simi Valley or Camarillo, all you have to do is call right now, 419-0008. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Okay, these guys are totally, like, you know, giving me a hard time. I guess men don't their wives partners.
No, but you're sweet. You're refreshing. Yeah, you're somebody that is good for the community because you're the real deal. You actually are brighter, inspiring. I love being in your presence.
Well, thank
but my
you.
Wife is my wife.
And you know,
she could be.
Partners sounds like we cut a deal or something. Hey.
Well, we need to do a show on partners, but not today. There's too much going on in Arizona to talk about what's going on with partners. But cheap plug for Karen Campbell coming in next week, maybe Ventura County's number one real estate person. And we're going to have her in talking about something that Tom's involved in, Project Understanding, Jim Duran.
I better get involved in it.
I hope we both do.
Yeah.
Helping the homeless. I mean, this is what makes a great community, is when you reach out to people that can't help. Giving a helping hand, giving a leg up. So anyway, Karen Campbell with Troop Real Estate. Where do you meet her? You have met her, right?
I did meet her, yeah.
Smart, successful, and just gives back. It's amazing the people that are successful, right?
And you know what? They always have time to do stuff that are great for other people.
And she's
That's
right
what
here.
It's
she's a Ventura girl, which I love. Karen Campbell.
It. All right. Well, if you are just tuning in with us. Or
and I'm sorry
are,
about the last segment, too, that you were so.
I know. What are you talking about? He was great.
Listeners, she told Tom and I that she loved the movie True Grit.
Okay, and you just told me that...
True Grit, hello.
That his wife is not his partner. Although Spence over here said, which I do actually like it. I hope my husband... can you guys call my husband and ask him if I'm his partner or I'm his lover? I like that.
Yeah, hun, sweetie, puddin',
yeah.
Partner...
Well, I was talking
it's
about
like Woody's
Tom.
Woody's Roundup on Toy Story.
Yeah, well, I was talking about John Wayne, so, you know, partner.
Mm-hmm, partner.
I don't know. Anyways, well, our next guest is Linda Samuels, and I've had her on my show before. But, you know, this is another really interesting topic because there's a lot of hoarders out there. There's a lot of people that really can't get their, you know, giveaway things or clear their homes.
They're just disorganized.
Yeah. I don't know, but there
Did you
is...
see your subtitle, though? I love this.
Yeah.
Finding balance between chaos and perfection.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, if I am, like, all out of sync in the morning, my whole day is like that. If I'm all in sync, you know, it's going to be a really good day. Let's bring on Linda Samuels. Again, I do want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008, if you have anything that you want to talk to any of our guests about, or if you have something that you want us to talk about out here in the 805, we are the brighter side, and you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Linda Samuels, are you there?
I am here. How you doing, everyone?
Great. Thanks so much for being here.
Happy to be here with you guys.
Yeah, you've been on my show before, and where are you and what's going on in your world?
Well, I'm in New York, about 30 miles north of Manhattan, and we've got lots of snow still.
Yeah. We finally got our rain, right?
Yeah, it's a rainy Saturday here in the KVTA country from Santa Monica to Santa Maria.
Yeah. And we needed that rain badly, didn't
we?
We
did.
We need
we
more.
Did.
We need snow is what
okay,
we need.
Okay, well, I'll send some your way. We've got plenty to share.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I think we all get enough what we need, but it's...
Being disorganized, it is stressful, isn't it?
It is. It is. It can be a huge... stressor in people's lives. Absolutely.
So, Linda, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and who you work with.
Sure. Well, I'm a professional organizer. I've been helping people with their clutter, with their disorganization for over 20 years. I love what I do because, as you just mentioned, clutter and disorganization adds so much stress to people's lives, both their personal lives, their professional lives. And so to be able to help people make transformations, It's extremely rewarding, and I'm so proud of all of my clients. So I work both hands-on and also virtually with clients to help them get more control in their lives in the areas that they feel are out of control.
So what is the biggest hindrance for people? I mean, let's just start. I mean, there's so many different avenues that you can go. I mean, one, your car. Somebody's car they never get it clean. Maybe it's all unorganized. Then you go to your home. Then you go to your office. Your chaos can follow you anywhere you go, right?
Yes, it can. And what's really interesting is that we find that sometimes the chaos is limited to a certain area. So, for instance, people can be just fine in their offices, and sometimes that's because there are other people that keep them in check, and they don't feel that they can spread out and really clutter, but in their own homes, it's very chaotic.
Hmm.
And then other times, it's the reverse, or it's everything. You know, it's the car, the home, the office, you know.
And I know that a lot of people really want to make a change. I mean, they sincerely want to be organized, or some people actually like it. I don't know. Some people think, you know, it's almost like people that lose weight, you know, when they get down to their weight, they're like, oh, God, I got too many compliments. Could you imagine that? But that's really what happens, you know, right? And so the same thing is, you know, when I started to really get organized and kind of give things away, I was like, oh, my God, my house looks empty. And that kind of made me a little anxiety for a second. But then I thought, oh, I'd rather it this way than be... you know, overwhelmed with stuff.
Well, that's really interesting that you had that reaction, and it's not uncommon. And especially when you're working with someone where there is quite a lot of physical activity in their visual field. And so what's really important is to take it slow with that process, because it is. I've also experienced that with clients, just what you described, that sometimes if you take too much away, that is not how they're comfortable.
Yeah.
So the thing is that there's a level of clutter or of stuff that people naturally will feel comfortable with, and there's a big variance. There's what I call a clutter tolerance. Some people want a lot of physical things around, and that makes them comfortable, and others want nothing, like a minimalist, and
yeah,
then there's everything in between.
That's
yeah,
me. I like stuff, and my wife's a minimalist, so you can imagine what it is like.
Are you a collector?
I used to be, but
oh, yeah,
but it's not about me today. We'll make it about me next week when you go on your trip. But
okay.
Can we get into it in Southern California? It's a great time this weekend. Everybody's home. What? Give us some tips. One, two, three. Where do we start? One of your chapters, writing down your list and clear your mind of clutter. I writing stuff down. I do that. I think that's really healthy. Writing. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know, when it comes to clutter, there's all kinds of clutter, right? There's paper clutter, clothing clutter, mind clutter. So you're talking about mind clutter. And sometimes, even if there's a lot of physical clutter around, starting with what's happening, you know, in your brain and getting that stuff down on paper is a great first step.
You know,
it gives you a direction.
You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Linda Samuels. We're talking about the other side of organized. But I never really even broke it down that much. Mind clutter.
Yes.
Paper clutter. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean.
You have an iPhone, girl?
Yeah.
Use your notes section.
I totally use that.
And you, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I'm all about lists. My husband says I make a list of my lists of my lists, you know. And
well, if you like the iPhone, one of my favorite apps is called To-Do, the number 2 and D-O, the word D-O. And it helps manage the lists, the various and assorted lists. And there's a visual component to it, which I really like, too.
Mm.
But that's what helps keep me on track. I mean, I do like my Post-its. I do like a little paper, too. But for electronic, I really like the app To-Do.
So, okay, so Linda, and I've been trying to get you back on, but what are some of the household hints for more efficient use in your time and your space?
Okay, well, for instance, you know, it depends what area you want to start, but let's just look at paper, for instance.
Yeah.
Paper's a biggie. So, you know, one of the things is that most people have a whole lot more paper than they actually are going to look at again. And, you know, that 80-20 rule, we only look at, you know, 20% of the papers that we keep. And that's probably true. So when you're going through the papers and you see all these piles around, just be honest with yourself. You know, how many papers do you really need to keep? If you let go of them, could you get them again if you really needed them? And truthfully, the papers we file away, very few are retrieved. So that's one really big source of clutter that is pretty common in most households that I go in. Do you find that for yourself?
Oh, yeah. I even bought a scanner, okay,
oh, okay,
so that I could try to put it on. But then you got to organize that on the computer. But
you're
right. Once you put it away, unless, you know, I mean, you have to keep things for 7 years for your taxes, that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. But I don't know. That to me, I think I kind of have that under control. When I get my mail, I throw out all my junk. I put my bills in a file. I've learned to only touch it once. That part I've learned.
Wow.
It's the garage and the trunk that are a problem.
Ah, the garage and the trunk.
It's like it goes into the dead zone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
my husband. And then, you said, you know, if you have a partner that saves... And you
I
get
have a wife.
Of...
I don't have a partner.
I just said that. A lover. Oh, my gosh. See, there you go. Yeah, your wife, right, is a minimalist, right?
She is.
So does she keep everything nice and clean?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Yes.
So she's like me.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. She cleans before the maid comes.
So do I.
She wants the house.
I like it.
It's hilarious. I mean, it's hilarious.
It's and if you not walked, uncommon.
And if you walked in our house, we don't have a picture. We don't have anything.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Okay, so see, I have everything. I have...
No, but upstairs in our bedroom, we have pictures of the kids and the grandkids.
But not in your family room or anything?
We have... No.
Hmm. Hmm.
No.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
It is. It's so fascinating.
She's a minimalist.
I go into people's homes all the time, and there's such a large variety in terms of what people like to have around or not, including, you know, there are houses that you go in that have lots of books, houses that you go in that have no books.
Well, my office has a thousand. My office is my man cave. So she, that's what she says. Go to your man cave.
Go to your man cave.
Yeah.
At least you have one.
I think every man needs to have a man cave.
I agree.
You know, it helps when you have, you know, you raise the question of living in households where people have these different styles and ways of being, you know, from a minimalist to possibly a clutterer or a collector, maybe we should call it.
Yes.
And part of what helps to keep harmony is sort of having these designated areas. So if you have your own space, whether that's a room or a part of a room, that you can, you know, be what's comfortable for you. And then you have other areas in the house that are, you know, they have the group rule. So the group has to be considerate of the whole picture rather than you just do whatever you want. And that usually works pretty well in most households.
Linda, we're talking to Linda Samuels, everybody. Her new book, The Other Side of Organized, Finding Balance Between Chaos and Perfection, on the Kim Pagano Show at KVTA Country here. Do you coach over the phone? I mean, or do you have to go to the person's office or home? Do you have to physically be there, or can you coach somebody like me over the phone?
I do both. I've spent most of my career actually in the trenches, working one-on-one with people in their homes, in their offices. It's very physical work, very hands-on. But I also do work over the phone because a lot can be accomplished that way too. And it just depends what someone's goals are, what they're trying to do, or frankly, if they're in the, you know, if they're not in the same vicinity, if they don't live near where I live, they live across the country, then even though I have traveled far to see clients, generally it's either I'm working hands-on in the New York area or over the phone.
I drive around neighborhoods. I don't know. I drive through my neighborhood, and sometimes people have their garage door open, and it's amazing
what they collect.
And it turns me, I mean, my garage is spotless, but when I see somebody's garage, I'm just thinking, really? Really? That's how you're living? But is that an indication of something?
Good question.
Well, it is an excellent question. And, you know,
finally, I asked a good question.
What's really interesting is there's some, I don't have the statistics in my, right at the, you know, my fingertips here, but the whole idea of what's happened with consumerism in the last, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 years, and with the advent of people collecting more and more, people getting bigger and bigger houses, there's also been a huge increase in storage facilities.
Right.
And in addition to storage facilities, with that has also been an increase in people not using their garages to house their cars.
Yeah, so Kim's favorite show is Storage Wars, so that makes sense. But, you know, next week we have Karen Campbell on next week. I'm going to ask her because in my association, we have to keep our garage door closed.
That's true. And when you're selling or buying, let me tell you, you want to see not a lot of their stuff. You want to see how you can live in their home, right? So that's another thing. So
sure,
I want to know.
Sure.
So I want to know is, if you have a messy house or you're not organized or you had a lot of clutter, is that an emotional thing?
Well, that's a good question.
It is a good question.
One for her, one for me.
Yes. Back on.
You guys are great with the questions. I mean, there's
one for her, one for me.
Yeah, you guys, you get the gold stars of questions.
Well, thank you.
Say sure again. Sure.
Did I say that as a New York? Was
sure.
That a,
yeah.
Okay, I was thinking you were teasing me there. Right.
Sure.
That's okay. Anyway, as far as
emotional
and organizing and clutter goes, there's no question that there is the emotional aspect of what's happening.
Yeah, why can somebody not give something away? Or
why would someone not give something away?
How can somebody not give something away or let go of something? That's the question.
Well, I mean, certainly, I mean, I have a specialty in working with clients that are chronically disorganized. And then for that particular segment of the population, letting go is difficult because very often there are huge, very strong emotional attachments to the physical stuff in their lives.
Right. I mean, I had a hard time getting rid of my children's clothes, their baby clothes.
Okay.
And then I ended up, you know what, I saw this somewhere. I either took a button off or I took a piece of the fabric, and then I made something from it so that I can remember. Just that little tiny fabric reminded me
with
of like...
enough of a memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was able to let it go. Although if I saw somebody else wearing it, I was like, oh, I remember that, you know. So there's that. But the other thing, and I we're at the end of our show. I want to have you back, Linda, because there's so
yeah,
much
let's give
more.
Her what. Give us your website.
Oh, sure. My website is osoorganized.com. That's my organizing website. And then I have my...
Well, spell that.
It's osoorganized.com. And then I also have my book blog website, which is theothersideoforganized.com.
Right, because when I have you back, I want to ask about what we're doing to our children. Are we making them organized, or are we making them unorganized? So there's a lot to talk about.
Generational issues,
yeah. I'm telling you.
Sure.
Well, Linda Samuels, so great to talk to you again. I'm definitely going to get you back on our show.
Fantastic.
I think my listeners will really love it. We're at the end of our show. Coach, awesome show again.
Where does it?
It's gone.
Hour,
I know, I know. Spence, thank you. And all my listeners out there are really... You know what? Thank you for being here. I hope you have an amazing weekend. I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. Failure doesn't mean the game is over. It means try again with some experience. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Become a friend of ours on Facebook at The Kim Pagano Show. And you're going to listen to any of our back shows if you missed anything on thekimpaganoshow.com. That's kimpaganoshow.com, also on iTunes. And I'll talk to you later. Have a really great weekend.
Attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA.